I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Protests and demands for civilian rule continue in Sudan, even though President Omar al-Bashir's 30-year reign is over. Voice of the Martyrs, Todd Nettleton.
The military rulers that have toppled Bashir are the same ones who have stood shoulder to shoulder with him over the last 30 years. So if they're the ones that are now in charge, how much of a change will we likely see? There's so many questions at this point in time. And all of this obviously affects the church.
Sudanese Christians suffered severe persecution under Bashir. What happens now that he's out of power? One thing is certain, your prayers are vital.
This kind of upheaval can be a time of danger. It can be a time where violence potentially breaks out. So pray for the protection of our brothers and sisters there.
And we've talked before about Mission Aviation Fellowship's new airstrip. It's opened the door for local ministry, humanitarian work, and medical access in a very remote part of Haiti. Pastor Carl Harris and First Baptist Church in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania sponsored the airstrip, but their investment went beyond money. Pastor Harris led several mission teams to work alongside the locals and get the airstrip ready, and he was there when the best news came in.
I got a text message saying, we're going to come and fly you guys off the airstrip. It had been approved for humanitarian flights. That was just a great highlight for me, and you know, hundreds of Haitians have worked on this all by hand.
Praise God for this airstrip and the partnership between Haitian believers, U.S. believers, and Mission Aviation Fellowship. And please pray for the Haitian church as it pursues new opportunities there in Haiti. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Join us here on social media and on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, and TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Just look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.